What was your feeling about the trade and getting the chance to come here? What did you feel about it?
I feel like it was a great opportunity, you know, have a fresh start, you know, learn a new system, buy into a new culture, you know. So it was what it was. I had a feeling, you know, drafting two safeties, but, you know, I can't control that.
Well, last year, Jamar Taylor came from Miami. Kind of a little bit of a similar situation, change of scenery, end up having a great year and a new contract. Mm-hmm. Have you at all talked to him about his situation last year and how it compares to yours?
I haven't, but I have a chance to speak with him now, that since you said that. But I do feel like, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great opportunity, you know. Only get better from coming here. You know, it's a fresh start, you know. And get a chance to learn a new system. I got a great defensive coordinator who's going to put me in a position to be successful. So I'm really believing and buying into the culture.
Kevin, have you ever played free safety?
I have. I played both safeties, you know, interchangeable. So I look forward to it.
With the Jets, did you play?
Some, but hardly ever. But dating back to Louisville, I played my first 2 years, and then I ended up switching to Strong my junior year.
What do you think happened in New York, and is it tough to go from being a first-round pick to kind of being the unwanted guy?
I can't speak on that. That's the past.
So this is your third defense in 4 years.
Correct.
Different one. Is it get easier at all as you go on in your career to adapt? Is there much difference?
It's different because you have to learn different terminology, you know, and the way they do things. But at the same time, it's football.
How does it feel, to be so wanted and to kind of be in a place where you're very valued and they're excited about you?
I'm excited, you know. Can't thank them enough. So I look forward to the opportunity, you know, and how things kick off here in Cleveland.
Greg Williams is a guy that. He's not so much a scheme coordinator. He's kind of like a pieces and parts type coordinator. He'll put the best guys out there. How do you think playing for a guy like him is going to help you?
I think it's going to be huge. You know, he's taken multiple guys, you know, and did different things with them. Well, putting them in the half or putting them in the box or just playing to their best potential, you know, and the best guys are going to play. So I look forward to competing and going out there and getting to know my teammates.
Is this a new opportunity for you to show that that you can live up to your first round draft status?
One thing I know, I can play football. It's just about being in the right situation, you know, and going about things the right way.
Well, this must have been a great year for safeties in college because they drafted one here too, Peppers. The Jets had two of them. But can you foresee you and Peppers being on the field together?
I can't speak on that because that's the coach's job, but I do know he's one heck of a player, you know, and I do look forward to playing with him if it's different packages or we're on the field at the same time, you know. I know, you know, we both can play football, so I look forward to, you know, being a great teammate and helping him out along the way.
How do you see him coming along in the short time you've been here
with him? He's very intelligent. That's one thing I do know. You know, he knows his stuff very well. As far as, you know, out there on the football field, you know, I've only been here a couple of days, so I really can't tell too much. But I know he goes hard, you know, he's a competitor, you know, and he wants to win football games, so I can live with that.
What do you feel like you've, what type of situation defensively do you feel like you have landed in here? I know you've only been with these guys for a few days, but what do you see around
it? It's great. Everybody's buying into the culture. You know, Coach Williams, you know, he's very intense coach, very fiery coach, you know, and guys love that, and he's, you know, wants to kick the offensive butt every chance he gets, so I look forward to that.
Is that similar to Rex Ryan, or is there large differences there?
The way they want to compete, you know, and want to go about things about being dominant on the defensive side of the ball, yeah, very compatible. Yeah.
I mean, do you feel like you kind of just, it was puzzling to read how you were, you know, playing, practicing over on the second field in OTAs and with the rookies and undrafted guys. Why was that happening?
Can't really speak on too much of that. That's in the past. You know, I look forward to being here in Cleveland, you know, being a Brown.
You're just ready to let New York go and
Correct.
Forget all about it.
Correct.
Do you feel like more excited heading into a season than you have since, I don't know, maybe even your rookie year or
I mean, don't get it twisted. Now, I have great times in New York. You know, my years that I was there, you know, I really enjoyed playing football. You know, it's just a blessing to be in the NFL, period. So it doesn't really stop here, you know. I look forward to a fresh start, having a great opportunity, you know, play with the Cleveland Browns. So that's the, what I'm looking forward to the most.
Calvin, you made a reference to Greg Williams, like putting players in the right spots so mm-hmm. that they could do what they do best.
Correct.
What spot would that be for you? I mean, close to the line of scrimmage?
Whether it's close to the line of scrimmage or it's deep half, you know, just things, you know, that players are comfortable with. You know, he's a guy, you know, who's based off of what you do best, you know, and that's what he's going to put you in a position to do. It's been proven over the years he's been in the league, so.
Calvin, when you're out here practicing with these guys, and obviously we can see the intensity and you see the talent, does it surprise you that this was a team that went 1-15 last year sometime?
Well, it's new because Coach Williams, he's his first year here, you know, and it's about just trying to buy into the culture and how he does things, you know, and the guys are really buying into it, and I can tell each rep, each day, you know, guys are getting better.
Did you know anybody like Jamie Collins before you came here?
I know a few of those guys. I played Cleveland my years at the Jets. I played with Jamie when he was in New England. So I definitely know, you know, we have some talent on this roster, you know, and we're able to get the job done.
It's a relatively young defense. Mm-hmm. Even though you're new, can you see yourself playing somewhat of a leadership role even back there in the secondary?
Definitely in the secondary group with the safeties, you know. We have a lot of young guys, me and Ed, you know, going on our fourth year. So having a voice in the secondary room is going to be critical.
Has Greg Williams mentioned at all that somewhere down the road we're going to look at you as a deep safety?
I have no idea. We'll have to see. You know, I'm just trying to learn the playbook, you know, and trying to get things down terminology-wise, you know, go from there.
How well did you know Joe Hayden before you came here, and what do you think of him as a quarterback?
Well, me and Joe have similar backgrounds. We played for the same coach, Coach Strong, when he was at Florida, and then he coached me at Louisville, you know, played for the same defensive coordinator, Coach Befford. So we have some same similarities. You know, I know Joe, a guy who's, you know, going to go out the best receiver and things like that. So I look forward to playing with him.